B-Pod Studios.
Rap Party Podcast featuring Roy Brown.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Roy. We are about to go deliver signs to 8 people who are getting signs today. Frontline Hero Lives Here signs.
Yes. What's Nicole doing? I'm hearing noises.
She's been watching TikTok for the last half hour.
But see, the thing with TikTok is that I'll watch it and it does get boring. I have to go through like 50
She's watching animal
shit videos to get like 2 or 3 good ones.
Yeah, let me tell you, I don't know what algorithm they have, but they know me and it is so great and it brings me so much joy because Instagram doesn't bring me joy anymore. Scrolling doesn't bring me joy. Facebook hasn't brought me joy in a really long time.
Twitter's MySpace.
Annoying. Yeah, that's been done.
You know why? Do you know why the other ones are not bringing you joy?
Why?
It's because for some odd reason, TikTok is not political for me.
Oh, but see, mine does get political.
Oh.
But the cool thing about TikTok is that it's very inspirational. So, like, sometimes, yesterday, had a girl thing started yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, like, super emotional. So I was just laying down, cramping, like, super mad that I wasn't getting takeout and I was just going to be eating chicken and broccoli, and it was a whole thing. And then on my feed, these like cute videos come up and I'm just like crying, and it's amazing. It's good crying because they're so sweet and
do
so
you think TikTok
pure.
Knows that you were
mm-hmm. And then
TikTok's reading her mind.
And then afterwards I was tired of being emotional. Yo, the funniest shit started coming up on my TikTok and I was
it's
cackling.
Just what the doctor ordered.
I was cackling. It was so funny. It's great.
I was talking to a buddy of mine who works in radio. His name is Jeff Dollar. He used to work in radio in Atlanta for a long time. And
what's he doing these days?
I don't know. We didn't get that far in the conversation, but we were talking about something, and then the conversation of TikTok came up, mm-hmm. and I was like, dude, I have so many funny ideas, but I don't have time to do the production on TikTok. Like, to produce the video and make sure that the music adds up and lines
right.
up. And
well, when our show gets canceled, you have more than enough
plenty
time.
Of time. And I go, who are these people? And he goes, right, I have no idea. He's like, it's exactly what radio needs, but nobody has the time to put the stuff together.
No, you know why? Because we're too busy meeting minimum blog quotas and weird corporate rules that they think is going to be the next yeah. show-stopping thing.
Well, anyway, back to – so this isn't going to be a long rap party because we've got to get on the road, Roy. You and I are going to jump into the Kiss Suburban, and we're going to go deliver Frontline Hero Lives Here signs to 8 people.
I got
to
get the keys.
No, it doesn't sound like – 8 doesn't sound like a lot, by the way. But we're going to be on the road for about 2 hours because everybody lives spread out.
8 is. We delivered, 3 signs and it took us 5 hours?
4.
4 hours? 4 signs, it took us 4 hours? We went everywhere. So it does take. I now, by the way, feel bad for UPS. I now know what they go through.
So the signs are in our office.
Okay.
We got to get the signs and we got to get the keys.
I haven't been in our office in forever.
You never walk back there.
Well, because of COVID, ever since March, you know, I've tried to just come in, do the show, and leave.
How often do you go into the office, Nicole? Like once a day?
Yeah, like once a day.
You just go in, drop off, and you're gone, though. Like, you're never spending time in there.
Yeah, like, my office visits are for
like, to drop off cameras and whatnot.
Yeah.
I've been in a couple times, but Go, you know what you should do? You should take your phone and go back there and then call us.
Okay. Yeah, I'll grab a
mask up.
All right, hang on here. Let me get
head back in there, and then it'll be like Magellan. You'll be looking at, you know, discovering things that you've right. never found before.
Right.
Dude, because you haven't been back there since March?
Since March, yeah.
If you find my Beats headphones, let me know.
Okay. That's exciting.
Check the refrigerator. Last right. I checked, there was no food in there, but there might be.
I'll take some of these cameras while I'm at it, so I'll just knock some errands out.
Thanks, dude.
All right, Roy's going to go to our office, and when we come back, he'll be in our office, so hold on. Okay, back live now with Roy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah, I'm walking through our offices.
Do you even remember how to get to the? Do you even remember how to get to the hallway?
Or I don't even remember it being this long. I don't remember it being this long of a walk.
Remember how heavy the door is? Our office door is so heavy.
So heavy.
Oh, I can see you on the video. We have a TV set up in our studio so I can watch you.
It's kind of smelly. I'm not going to lie.
I know. It's like musty because there's no like – we haven't been back there. Look at there's packages everywhere, boxes. We had just moved into that office too in January, so we didn't even really settle in. All right. What do you see?
All right, sorry about that. I didn't realize that our office was also in the dead zone.
Yeah, can you hear us okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Do you see the signs?
What's that?
Do you see the signs?
MRL. Well, I see that our banner's falling over.
Okay, that's good. We had a huge banner on the wall, like a 10 by 10.
Oh, God, and it smelled awful when the closer, deeper you get into this office.
What does it smell like?
Oh, it smells, hang on here. It smells, I'm right now getting towards the corner, and it smells just, I think there's something dead in here, and I'm not even kidding. This is hang on, what's behind the chair? There's an, okay. All right, one, okay, I found the signs, so there's that.
Oh, good.
Number two, deep down here in this office, there's a really something smelling, like there's a dead animal back here.
Well, there might be like a mouse or something.
Okay. Okay, there's a... Oh,
hey, buddy, good thing you're wearing your mask. You're already masked up, so that means the smell's coming through the mask.
Yes, there's a smell through the mask that I do not like. Okay, I found a box here. Oh, go on.
Oh, is there something gross in the box?
What's this box? Yeah, there's something that's been mailed in to us that smells awful, guys.
What kind of box? What's it say? Oh, it's a FedEx box you're looking at. I can see you.
It's a FedEx box, but it's for Lorraine, and it smells awful. Oh.
What's it say?
And I have a... Okay, so it's to Lorraine... And the box just says open immediately and pin. And it smells just awful. When did this thing even get delivered?
I don't know.
I don't see a date. I don't see a date on it. It's from it's not even from a company. It's from someone named Pam.
Nicole, do you know what box that is?
No.
You know what? Sometimes our engineers or like people, administrators who've been in and out of here will deliver boxes to our office.
I think someone mailed a dead animal to Lorraine because this smells awful. And it was hidden behind our banner. So when you came in here, there was just like a off smell. But then when you pick up this box, there is a smell radiating from it. So disgusting.
I would say open it.
I don't think I can be in here anymore.
I would say open it, but it's not for us. Right? We can't open her box, can we?
There's a safety hazard and a health hazard in this office.
But it says specifically to Lorraine.
Yeah, to Lorraine. Yeah.
Does it say MRL show or anything like that? Because
No, it says to Lorraine Marola.
Oh. We got to open this.
Yeah, they're going to lock down our building because they're going to think there's a dead body in our office.
But I don't want to get in trouble for opening something that's not ours.
Hey, can I bring it back to the studio?
No,
so you can smell it?
No, leave it there.
It's so disgusting. It's so bad.
I'm not even honestly, like normally honestly, I would deliver it to our house, but I'm not going to put it in my car.
I keep switching flipping the box over. It's not too heavy. There's something inside. And I keep looking to see if I see mold or fungus. That's how bad of a smell it is. Like I'm trying to look to see if it's even contaminated.
I just texted her to call us to see if she would give us permission to open it, at least on FaceTime.
Okay.
So we'll come back here. Let's get out of here anyway. Let's go deliver these signs. Bring the signs. Bring eight signs.
Eight?
Yes. We have eight stops.
I'm just trying to think how I can carry eight. Okay.
All right.
All right, bye.
All right, that's a Rap Party Podcast. We'll have an update on the strange smell in the strange box, you guys, tomorrow morning. Make sure you're listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.